I should say at the outset that 18 months before the bombing, we were warned that there might well be an attempt in this area by the IRA to cause mayhem. There was a situation one Saturday morning when every member of the barracks was required to be on the parade ground at 8 o'clock in the morning, and the commanding officer spoke to everyone and said, "We understand that there is information now that something's going to happen or is likely to happen in Folkestone, Dover, Deal, somewhere in the area." And certain arrangements were put into train to make it less easy for such an event. Youngsters were told they couldn't play anymore in the local dance bands because they could be targeted. A uniform was not supposed to be seen unless it was in the barracks. It was all sorts of things which were meant to restrict the fact that a musician or anybody else could be targeted as being an obvious chap because he was dressed as one or whatever. So that's what happened. But after 18 months, that sort of had rather gone to the back of people's minds, and there was no real security as such at the barracks. It's an immense piece of real estate. It goes back to the time when there were 3,000 odd people being trained at Deal, and here we had a school of music, 100 in all, you know. It was crazy time. And so there was little security, and certainly none that would have meant that this event couldn't take place. They merely had to hop over a wall and they were there. And of course the other point is, if they were after a band, they would have known that the band always used Bob Bailey's coaches from Folkestone, great big yellow coaches, and they could have it at the first roundabout. They didn't have to come into the barracks. But having seen how easy it was, they took advantage of that. And then after the event, all the barbed wire went up everywhere, razor wire, enormous amounts of security put in train. Too late. If I'd have been the commanding officer, and knowing the constraints financially at the time, I don't think I could have done anything at all other than that which was done.